welcome to our service today with Alive Christian Ministries. My name's Kay, I'm part of the leadership team at Alive. I'm just going to pray and to open our meeting, and then I'll read a psalm, and then we'll sing our first song. Father, I thank you that you are the Lord of all creation, your beautiful world, Lord, and we thank you for it. And we just pray this morning for our time together that we will spend time with you, learning more of you, the sovereign King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship and adore you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As everybody knows, this is one of my favourite psalms. If you have breath, praise him. We'll go into our first song.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you that you are the sovereign King of all creation. We thank you for this opportunity to spend time in worship. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. We pray for all the medical professionals dealing daily with the intense pressures of this crisis. We ask you to give them the skill, sympathy, and resilience they need as they care for the sick, and your wisdom to those who are searching for a cure. Father, be close to those who are ill, afraid or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. We pray for those who are grieving, reeling from the sudden loss of loved ones. May they know your comfort in their loss and your hope in their despair. Father, we pray for Boris Johnson, his partner Carrie, and their new son, and we ask your blessings on them. We pray for our world leaders and our local government and national leaders. We pray for the World Health Organization and heads of schools and hospitals and other institutions. And Father, we ask you to grant them wisdom to contain this virus. We ask them for faith to fight their fear and strength to sustain vital institutions through this time of turmoil. And we thank you, Father, for your love, your comfort, and your protection during this time. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, Father, that you love us. Thank you, Father, that you care for us. Amen.
Oh,
chapter 21, verses 1 to 14 in the New Living Translation. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from the shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them: fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead.
So here we are, the sixth week of lockdown completed. I don't know about you, but sometimes the weeks seem to go slowly, sometimes they seem to go quickly. For myself, I've had 2 weeks now of being able to work from home. I mean, properly work from home with access to work systems via the computer. And so the discipline of being able to join the morning brief and actually complete tasks has actually been welcome. The beginning of the week seems like it's an eternity before the weekend comes again, much like the normal feeling when you go to work. But then you come to the end of the week, and where did that week go? And that question here I have now is it's 3 weeks since Easter, 6 weeks since lockdown. Where has the time gone? Now, for not everybody, it's going to feel like that. And this passage that Kay's read from today, we find the disciples here. It's been some time, we don't know exactly how long, but some time since Jesus died, since he rose again, since he's appeared to the other disciples. And we find the disciples here, or at least seven of them is mentioned, fishing in the Sea of Galilee. A question could be, so what are they doing going back to fishing? Well, they were fishermen in their former life, but Jesus had called them to something different. So why are they fishing? You could say, well, they still need to eat, they still need to live. That's a common theme. I'm sure we can all recognise that particular thing. We still need to live, we still need to eat. But Jesus actually told them to go to Galilee. We find after he's risen from the tomb, we find him saying, "I'm going ahead to Galilee, come and meet me there." And so, in some ways, although they are fishing and not actually doing anything and in achieving the catch that they were expecting, parallel, of course, with one of the earlier accounts in the Gospel, which is perhaps why John recognises Jesus when he calls them from the shoreline, because they've been there before. But they were in the place where Jesus told them to be, which meant actually they were in the place where Jesus could meet them, or more importantly, they could meet Jesus. And so the question really is where are we this morning? Are we in a place where we meet with Jesus, or Jesus can meet with us? In these days of lockdown, it must be ever so easy and to drift. But we need to keep focused on our Lord and Saviour. We need to keep focused on him. We're not looking for his physical presence as the disciples were. Jesus had told them, And again, a few chapters before this, in John chapter 16, he told them that he had to go. So the Comforter, the Encourager, the one we know as the Holy Spirit, would come upon them and clothe them in power. That time is not yet. That's a few weeks away, when we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. But we still need to be in that place of being open to what God is saying to us, open to learn, open to receive his grace and his mercy. It could be so easy in this time to get into aimless activity. There's nothing wrong with a bit of entertainment, a bit of distraction, but we mustn't lose sight of who we are and what our primary purpose in life is. Our purpose to worship the Lord God, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, the one who saved us from our sin, the one who died on the cross that we might have life, the one whose death and resurrection we remember at Easter, the one whose death and resurrection we remember every time we take communion or break bread. He is with us. He promised to be with us until the end of the age. So while we may not be able to meet together as a congregation of his people, while we may not be able to join together in worship, we are still together because we are united in spirit. We are united together the way we are with believers all around the world. We are the people of God. And we need to pray, we need to seek God. Lockdown will end at some point in time. We will be able to meet together at some point in time. Are we going to be rusty? Are we going to be dull? Or are we going to come out of this with a greater understanding of who our God is? Are we going to come out of this with a greater hope that we do have an almighty God who is full of love and grace and mercy? A God who is able to do beyond our wildest imaginings. We need to keep praying. We need to keep praying. The situation around us is desperate. There are many that are in need. There are many that are sick. We still need to support our government. We still need to call upon the Lord that he will pour out his wisdom and his mercy upon the governments of this world, that he will cause the virus to stop, that he will make a way, that life in some sense of normality can resume. Now, of course, we want the world to be a better place, and who knows what the world is going to look like after lockdown finishes. Who knows what life will be like after lockdown finishes? I'm hoping, I'm praying, that we will find a society that is more considerate, that is more caring, that looks out for one another, that respects people and encourages and helps people. And that's my hope for us, as a congregation of God's people, for us as the Church of Jesus Christ. Part of the Church of Jesus Christ in this town is that we can see a community built up, a community lifted up, a community that praises our God for his deliverance, that his grace and mercy that he has poured out upon us would be evident in our lives, that we would have lives of joy, that we would be able to spread peace and hope because we know who our God is. Going back to the disciples on the boat, they were doing what they knew. When they saw Jesus, they knew who it was. They rushed to him, they worshipped him, and they were overjoyed and they were full of gladness. And that should be our portion every day as well, that we too should be overjoyed. We may be physically restricted in what we can do at the moment, but we are not restricted in the time we can spend with our Saviour. We are not restricted in the time that we can call on him. He is above and beyond all. He alone is the one who can save. Once again, we praise our God and Father that he made a way, that we could be reconciled to him, that we could be made right with him, that our sin that separated us from God has been washed away by Jesus' death, his resurrection, his blood poured out for us. As we've said before, if you need prayer, then we have means of accessing the prayer chain. We have means to ask for prayer. There's an email address, there's the contact forms on the website. If you feel you need somebody to pray for you, if you want somebody to pray for you, then please take advantage of these facilities. But first and foremost, remember that we have a God who is mighty to save. We have a God who is not limited by this world. We have a God who stepped out of eternity into time that he might make a way for us. So praise God, be thankful. When you're in need, and when we are all in need, call on him. Call on him for his grace, his love and mercy to be poured out. And remember, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for your friends, for your family, for our church family, for the government, for the NHS, for all those who are working in this country and across the world, that we might continue to live, that we might have food to buy, that we might have everything that we are coming to expect as normal. Most of all, trust God. Trust and believe that he alone is the one who can save you and can bring all of us through this. We will be with him, as I said the other week. We have a magnificent future that awaits us in glory. But that magnificent future begins now. Don't let the limitations of the current time dissuade you. Don't let them discourage you. But trust in God. Believe in him who died on that cross to set you free. And that freedom is something that we are able to live in all the time, regardless of our physical circumstances. A few weeks ago, we prayed for the Compassion Children. I'm minded at this moment to think that we are still very fortunate in this country, that yes, we can't physically meet as we would like to, but at least we can still share life and hope through various platforms like this. On the telephone, by WhatsApp or FaceTime, by Zoom, whichever you use, we can still share life together. I'm still minded to think of Christians, persecuted Christians around the world. I'm not sure I can imagine how they are, especially if the countries that they're in are in lockdown as well. So be thankful first and foremost for what God has done for you, but don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for the rest of the world. And remember our brothers and sisters in Jesus who are in parts of the world where they are persecuted, where they may even be locked up in jail or in fear of death because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray again, but most of all, have joy because we have a Saviour. Have joy because we have a God who loves us, a God who pours his grace and his mercy out upon us. Thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. Now we're going to continue our time together by singing.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. My song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Oh, all the day long.
Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descend. Lost in his love. when darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken, I won't be shaken. Chance when I stand in your love, my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love, my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide.
Then, as we close, in the words of the blessing from Numbers chapter 6, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Father, we do thank you for your love and your mercy that you've poured out to us, Lord, and we pray for your peace, we pray for your grace and your mercy to be evident in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Remember that if you want prayer, then use one of the contact mechanisms that we've got laid out on our website.